יופי, בעזרת השם, אני קונטיניו, תורה למד חט, דירשו השם, need to ask for השם, על ידי איזה חוכמה תוכל לדרוש אותו, הדר מפרש ואוזו, after it he explains ואוזו, you need to ask for השם יתברך, to have השם יתברך, so with which wisdom you can ask for השם יתברך, ואוזו. By his Torah, by his power. Hainu al yedei Torah means by the Torah. Velo al yedei chokhmot acherim, and not by other wisdoms. So, actually, the explanation here is to know that, like we said before, that all of Torah and mitzvot been given to us, that we're going to learn about Hashem Yitbarach from them. So, we've been commanded by Hashem Yitbarach to learn Torah, that by learning Torah, we're going to understand how to get ourselves close to Hashem Yitbarach. Because you can see in the stories of the Torah Kedusha how you need to behave, how you need to act, and in the stories of Tanaim Ve'Amoraim you learn from their behavior how you need to behave, how you need to think. And also about how to keep the mitzvah, the obligation you learn from the Torah, from the Rashi Baal Peh. And not by other wisdoms, Shehem Sichlut V'Choshech. Choshech, the death is darkness and lack of wisdom. Keneged Chochmot HaTorah. When you try to compare the other kinds of wisdoms to the wisdoms of the Torah Kedusha, you see that actually we're talking about darkness. For an example, I spoke with a lot of people in my life. A lot of people that went, for an example, to therapists, psychologim. And you can see that those therapists, they have a lot of wisdom of to know how to understand the soul of the person, to show him his problems, and how he came to those problems. They know how to make those investigations to get inside the soul of the person, the spirit of the person. But how to give him an advice to go out from it after, they don't have a clue. They don't know how to do that. So actually they're just opening the wounds and they're just making the pain more open and more revealed and more painful. And then they don't know what to do with it. They cannot heal. They don't have the real medicine, the real wisdom of how to heal the souls, the spirits of people. So actually, by using their wisdom, you see that they're pushing people even to the edge. I know a person that for maybe 30, 40 years is going to therapists and spending tons of money for years and years and years and changing therapists and going to another one and another one, and no one can help him. They can talk to him for hours, they can be with him, they can, I don't know what, look at it in another angle. But to give medications, to give potions and drug of life to heal the person, to give him hope, to give him faith, to give him the real support that he needs to have, that they're not able to give. So you see that if you try to compare righteous people that are handling with people, talking to people, accepting people, Kabbalat Kahal, and giving them advice for life, you try to compare that to some kind of a therapist that listens to a person, it's like day and night, it's like light and darkness. You cannot compare it. They don't have the advice. Even when they have the wisdom, it is Chochmot Acharit, it is other wisdoms, but it's like on medicine, exactly the same. You see medicine, you go to a hospital, a person goes to a hospital. Okay, the doctors, they know a lot. There was no doubt, they know a lot about the organs, how to open, how to fix, how to close, they know a lot, but how to heal the person, how to bring him to a person that he will never going to be sick again, they don't know how to do that. They know emergency, some kind of wisdoms, but really, how to bring the person to the place that he's going to live a healthy life and his body going to function like he should. All of those things, it's not in their zone at all. It's not in their options at all. V'al yedei ma tizkeh lechokhmat ha-Torah So how are you going to achieve the wisdom of the Torah? So by Pshat, everyone going to say, by learning Torah, right? That's the answer. How are you going to achieve the wisdoms of the Torah? By learning Torah. But Rabbeinu is saying, Bakshu panav tamid. You should ask for his face always. You need to have faith. Because if you just come to sit and learn Torah and you don't have faith, you don't understand what you learn. No matter how many hours you're going to spend in front of the books of the Torah and going to learn Gemarot and Mishnayot and Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshim and all of the Chumash and Nevi'im, everything, and but you don't have Hashem Yitzbarach with you in the Limud, so you cannot achieve the real wisdom of the Torah. That you can achieve only by Bakshu Panav Tamid. You need to ask for the face of Hashem Yitzbarach. And Rabbeinu is saying, Al Yedei Tzedakah Shel Eretz Yisrael. That's actually by the charity of Eretz Yisrael. Charity of Eretz Yisrael means kindness. Means that you have the will to help others, that you care about your brothers that are fighting from Eretz Yisrael, that are trying to hold on in Eretz Yisrael, and you care about them. That's the charity of Eretz Yisrael. Kamuvah Midrash, like that it's written in the Midrash. And Bakashat Panim El Tzedakah. That when you ask for the face of Hashem Yitbarach, it means charity. Kemo Shekatub, like that it's written, Tzedek Lefanav Yalech. Tzedek is righteousness. Lefanav, in front of him, but it means like the face, in front of his face, in front of him. Yalech, gonna walk. So it means that when you give charity, when you donate, when you help someone else, you reveal your kindness, you become to be in front of Hashem Yitbarach. Immediately you're in front of Hashem. Hashem is looking at you. When Hashem sees that you're a kind person, a generous person that gives tzedakah, immediately Hashem Yitbarach is revealing himself to you and he becomes to be close to you. Ve'ein tamid ela Eretz Yisrael. And the word always, like we said, bakshu panav tamid, you should ask for his face always. So always means in Eretz Yisrael. What it means in Eretz Yisrael? כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, תמיד עיני השם אלוקיך בא. Always the eyes of Hashem יתברך are in it, in Eretz Israel. When Am Israel are sitting in Eretz Israel, so Hashem יתברך is looking at them. That's the highest way of private supervision, that Hashem יתברך is looking at Am Israel when they are in Eretz Israel. When Am Israel are in Eretz Israel, הקדוש ברוך הוא got a huge satisfaction. On what you look? You look on something you love. You look on something you like. It's written that it's not allowed to look at the face of Reshaim, but the one that lives in Eretz Israel, it's like that they are Nesu Avon, like they don't have no sin, they don't have no crime. So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts them as righteous people and he enjoys, like that it's written, Vayu Enecha Ro'ot Et Morecha, that you need to look on the rabbis, on the righteous people, to see them in front of your eyes all of the time. So when people live in Eretz Israel, so they become to be in the aspect of Eretz Israel. The aspect of Eretz Israel, it means that the holy will, the holy desire, is all of the time working, and you wish to find Hashem Yitbarach all of the time, and Hashem Yitbarach, because of that, is looking at you. And this is why it's written that Anotar b'Yerushalayim kadosh yamer lo, that the ones that are going to stay, that are going to live in Jerusalem, they're going to be called holy. Hashem Yitbarach himself is going to call them holy. Hashem Yitbarach himself is going to define them as holy. Because what it means, holiness? Holiness, it means prishut, separation from the outside world. When a person chooses to live in Eretz Israel, it means that he is dividing himself from whatever he is going through, from whatever the world got to offer him. And he's choosing to glue himself to Hashem Yitbarach. He chooses to stick to the Torah Kedosha. He chooses to stick to the Holy Land, to the Holy Nation, to the Holy People, to the Holy Wisdom of the Torah Kedosha. So by doing that, you're separating yourself from all kinds of foreign wisdoms. And by doing that, you make yourself to be holy. You become to be holy. So that's the greatness of Am Yisrael sitting in their land. Baruch Hashem, we finished Torah Lamed Zayin. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to start Torah Lamed Chet.
Yeah, we shall soon see you.
You need to be happy on Rishon. Maybe we can talk a little bit about Purim. In Purim, there is a big thing that goes on in Mishteh Hayayin, when people are drinking wine. The wine got alcohol in it. It's a very simple thing that when people are drinking wine so very fast, they're losing their mind. And by losing the mind, you actually lose all of the Purim. So, like we know that Rav Shalom, he wrote, established that prayer to pray, to say the Leshem Yichud, and we translated it to English already, and we have it in English, but still, it's not completing the thing, because we saw also a lot of students of Rav Shalom that when they're drinking, they're not holding that level of staying totally focused and aware and 100% clean. So, need to understand, Rav Shalom, when he spoke about Purim, the first Purim that he realized that he needed to write that filah, he told us that he sat alone in his house and he wanted to drink. And that's the mitzvah of the day. And he wanted to drink and he wanted to do it in the right way. So what he done? He was praying. He prayed to Hashem Yitbarach. He was just preparing himself to that drinking of the wine. So, and when he done that, so he realized that there are so many things to pray on and how important it is. And then he wrote that filah for us. So it's exactly the same difference between prayer, for an example of Shmona Esrei or Birkat HaMazon, to the Yitbodedu. It's a wonderful tefillah that you have Shmona Esrei and you have Birkat HaMazon. It's a wonderful tefillah. It contains a lot. It's a very special thing. But the difference between that, then to talk to Hashem Yitbarach from your heart, to reveal your heart, and to talk to Hashem Yitbarach as much as you can, and on everything that you're able to expose, to reveal, it's a huge, huge difference. So, also to use the prayer of Rav Shalom, it's a wonderful thing. But the main thing to do is to try to prepare yourself to the shtiyah, to the drinking. Means that really, not to, okay, I'm going to read the tefillah and I'm going to drink that. It's not a magic. You're not pushing a button and then the drinking is going to be different. You can read the tefillah and to drink and to be drunk. It's not it. You need to prepare yourself to contain the wine, that when you're going to drink the wine, that you're going to be able to, that it's going to take you somewhere high and not going to bring you somewhere low. That preparation depends on the will of the person. If really the person wants to serve Hashem, or Chas v'Shalom, that he wants to enjoy the wine. So when a person is coming to that day of Purim that he about to drink, he needs to do a long Yitbodedut before of every cup and cup of wine, mamash, and even before every zip of wine, because it's going to affect on you in a very high level. The wine of Purim is a very, very high secret, and it can change the year. It can change the life of the person. If the person really going to have a right, strong preparation for the drinking of the wine, it's going to look all different. So it means, mamash, you pour the wine, don't drink it. Wait. Prepare yourself. Pray on every cup and cup. If you have the tefillah of Rav, it's a wonderful thing to read it also and to... But more than that, to focus on the drinking and not to drink it out of a desire to drink wine and to be drunk and oh, opportunity to drink wine today, forget of all of the troubles. That's not the will. The will is to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach in a higher way. And to do that, you can do that specially with prayers. Like we said just now in the end of Torah Lamed Zayin, that when the person wants to achieve the wisdom of the Torah, like that we know that in numeral value of the word wine, yain, it's secret, it's sod. So you can reveal the secrets of the Torah. What's a secret? Secret is something you put in a box, something that you put in the treasures. Secret is something that is inner. So you can understand the inner will of Hashem Yitbarach that's been revealed in the Torah Kedosha. A lot of people are learning Torah and they don't understand what really Hashem wants from them. But when you learn Torah with Siyata Dishmaya, with help from heaven, Hashem helps you to understand, you can understand the real will of Hashem Yitbarach, that we will never going to give up, that we will always going to connect ourselves to Him, that we will always going to pray to Him, that we're going to believe in Him forever. That's the secret of the Torah Kedasha, that you're going to always be connected to Hashem Yitbarach, that you're going to love and appreciate all of Am Yisrael, that every person of the people in the world are going to be important to you. You're going to see in each and every one of them the face of the Creator, Mamash. You're going to see the light of Hashem Yitbarach in everything and thing. You can achieve that in Purim. How you can achieve that in Purim? By drinking the wine. Because by drinking the wine, you're able, you become to be able to climb, to grow, to develop to that level of the secrets of the Torah Kedosha. Because Nichnas Yain Yatsa Sod, when the wine enters, so the secrets coming out means secrets of the Torah Kedosha. If you're connected to the Torah Kedosha, if you're connected to the Torah Kedosha, it means if you're connected to the will, if you have that will to connect, to commit yourself to the will of Hashem Yitbarach. So to do that, you have to reveal yourself, like Rabbeinu is writing in Torah Lamed Zayin, by Bakshu Panav Tamid, ask for His face always. Always. To ask for Hashem Yitbarach. You drink the wine now, if you let nature control you, so the alcohol is going to affect you in the way that alcohol affects people, like that it affects you until today, every time that you drink wine. But if you're climbing beyond nature, you go to the place of prayer, that the nature obligates for certain things, but prayer can change the nature. You start to pray, and with those prayers, you're changing all of the nature of drinking wine. And the wine will not going to affect you in that damaging way that alcohol affects people. And in that Purim, you're going to be able to receive from the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, from the wisdom of the Torah Kedosha. So for that, the best thing is really to prepare ourselves to the drinking in Purim, in Tfilot, in prayers. So, of course, that if a person is able to prepare himself in hours of it, what is it before of Purim, it's also great. But even if that is hard, still in the time of the Mishteh Yain, to be very concentrated, mamash, to drink the wine, to let the wine soak into yourself in a spiritual way, and not out of a desire to drink some more, to drink some more. It's truth that Rabbeinu said that another drop of wine is another kedusha and holiness you can receive. But it's only when you're receiving it, only when you're able to contain it. If you drink too much and in the end a person can find himself that he's puking or that he's drunk or that he lost his mind, so it's not that. It's better to have small amount of wine and with settled mind that his brain is working right and he's drinking another small amount and he's praying and preparing himself to the next cup and with more prayers and more prayers. And if you see that you drank and you're not focused enough, so a very good solutions like people usually do, all that they eat some more and it helps the wine soak and not to soak, you say?
Absorb.
And not to make you so drunk. And the second thing is the dancing. Because when you're dancing, you're free. So even if you're not 100% focused, still you're not defecting with your thoughts, with your brain. To eat an apple? Yes, it's
the mafiga da
Kariyatzadat. Okay. Yaakov Nachman is saying to us that to eat an apple, it helps to what?
To release the
alcohol.
To get over the alcohol.
To get over the alcohol. Okay. Never tried that. Maybe probably another good advice. The dancing is a very good advice also. To dance. And to dance, you don't need to go to a feast, you don't need to go to a suda, to a party with a lot of people. Like Rav Shalom himself said, that the first Purim that he made that brought him to that very high level that he achieved about Purim, was that he was spending that Purim alone in his house. You can turn on some music, you can sing by yourself, you can dance. You do all of your acts to Hashem Yitbarach. You dance for Hashem Yitbarach. When you do that, you can feel free. And that freedom can release you forever, because every achievement that you're going to achieve in Purim going to follow you, going to walk with you for the future. So if you're going to be able to be who that you are in Purim, to be really who that you are in Purim, it's going to walk with you for the rest of the year. So if you see that in public with a lot of people, it's hard for you to be who that you are, so it's better to be alone. It's better. It doesn't mean to be sad and depressed alone in the house. It means to be happy, be'emet, with your heart. You don't need to go to parties and people invited you. And you can go for an hour or so, something like that too. But the real truth is to seek for Hashem Yitbarach. This is something that I'm trying to talk to you about it very much. A lot, as much as I can. And I hope you're getting it. Because it's a very, very important thing. When a person is still divided from himself and he is not who that he really is, so everything that he is doing in Avodat Hashem stays outside and doesn't become to be an inner job, an inner effort, an inner development in Avodat Hashem. Only when you're really connected to who that you are, to your purpose, and you do things with da'at, with wisdom, with understanding of what's the purpose, what's the use of doing what that I'm doing, only then things get power and becomes to be powerful and strong and effective and can really change the reality. So when a person is coming to that place that he wants to be happy in Purim, that he wants to prepare himself to the drinking of the wine and to dance, when he is connected to himself, when he is aware to himself, when he is bond to the real inner will that he's got inside to serve Hashem Yitbarach, now everything that he's going to do in Purim is going to bring him to higher places a lot more than if he's just going to do exactly the same things just without concentration, without focusing on the purpose of why to do that. And also that we should know Moshe Rabbeinu, he was a nobody before he becomes to be Moshe Rabbeinu. No one knew about Moshe Rabbeinu. No one thought about Moshe Rabbeinu. It's true that Moshe Rabbeinu had qualities, he had talents, he had abilities inside, but for years he was in the desert of Sinai and no one knew him and no one remembered him and no one was expecting him, and he was just gone. And suddenly he came back. Why he came back? Because he had an inner work, he had an inner Avodah, getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach, that the results of his private effort of serving Hashem Yitbarach from his point started to grow fruits, and the Torah started to reveal and the light started to illuminate and to spread to all of the world. But it was depends only in his inner work. Every one of us, when you look at yourself and you say, hey, look, I'm so tiny, I'm so small, who am I? You don't know nothing, because one spark, one match can light a whole forest and can illuminate the world. One candle can illuminate the world. One Pach HaShemen that Choshmonaim had gave us the light of Chanukah, that every year millions of candles have been lit around the world. So you don't know what one candle, one person can achieve in the Avodat Hashem. You don't know who you are inside. When you're going to connect yourself to the light of Hashem Yitbarach, to the light of your soul, you can never tell which results, which reactions it's going to pull, it's going to bring. Because the light that you have inside of your neshama, it's the light of Hashem. This is why a person needs to believe in himself. If you decided to go to the field and to do it b'duyot and to pray to Hashem Yitbarach, to cry for Am Yisrael, that they're all going to be healthy, that they're all going to be cured, that they're all going to be happy, that they're all going to succeed, all going to do tshuva in kindness, in mercy, with no judgments, no dinim at all, no angers on them, and that they're all going to be rich and won't lack of nothing, you need to believe that those prayers are important. You need to believe that Hashem Yitbarach cares about your words and is taking them and is making changes in the world because of your prayers. And even if you look at yourself and you say, who am I? I'm so small. I'm just a regular person. I'm not righteous. I'm not nothing. I'm a bad tshuva. I'm still far. I'm still failing. Hashem Yitbarach, he doesn't look on all of those things. Hashem Yitbarach, he looks at the heart. If your heart is sincere in that moment, you can become to be the most important person in the world in that moment. And maybe not only in that moment. If you're going to decide to continue that light that Hashem illuminates in your heart, in that night of wonderful Yitbodedut, and you're going to say, hey, from now on I'm going to keep on doing that. Maybe you become to be one of the 36 righteous people. Maybe you become to be one of the most important people of Am Yisrael, and you affect a lot. Maybe you made a lot of progress in your spiritual development, and you yourself not aware to your spiritual level that you hold. You can never tell. And you don't need to care about it even. You just need to understand for sure that the one that you're serving, that the one that you're praying to, it's someone that loves you. It's someone that cares about your tefillot. And then you can have that power to believe in yourself and to go until the end. And not to care what other people are gonna think, what other people are gonna do, what other people are gonna how people are gonna react to how that you serve Hashem, how people are gonna criticize you, what people are gonna say about you. Who cares? You know that you and Hashem Yitbarach got a relationship and Hashem is close to you. This is what the Rabbeinu is writing in that Hashmata between the first part of Likutei Moran to the second, that Abraham was serving Hashem Yitbarach only by that he was one. That he assumed to himself, he was thinking to himself that he is an individual in the world. And he wasn't looking at all on other people that are moving away from Hashem Yitbarach and try to stop him. He wasn't looking at his father and not on other obstacles. Just he thought to himself that he's only alone, one in the world. And that's what it's written. One was Abraham. Abraham was one. And everyone that wants to serve Hashem, he cannot enter to that holy zone just only by that aspect. That he's going to think to himself that in the world there is no one else except of him. And he will not going to look on no other person that tried to stop him. Not on his father, not on his mother, not his father-in-law, not his wife, not his children, and other obstacles that there are from other people in the world that are laughing at him and trying to remove him, to stop him from serving Hashem Yitbarach. He is not allowed to feel them and not to look at them at all. He is going to be in the aspect of one was Abraham, like that he is all alone in the world. That's an aspect that each and every one of us have to have. To understand, Hashem Yitbarach is with you. With no connection to your rabbi, with no connection to your friends, Avodat Hashem, with no connection to your shiduch, to your wife, to your children, to your parnasah. Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And you need to believe in it. Hashem Yitbarach already knows it. Hashem Yitbarach is with you. That's the proof that he knows it. You need to connect yourself to that point. And then, like we said before, every mitzvah that you're going to keep, by thinking that, while you're thinking that you and Hashem are here alone, it's going to be a total different mitzvah. When you're going to drink wine, when Hashem Yitbarach and you are all alone in the room, and you now drink for Hashem Yitbarach, it's going to be a total different drinking in Purim than when you and the rest of the guys and people are here and we're drinking and there's a party. Total different drinking in Purim. When you're concentrated that now you are drinking because Chachamim commanded us that they revealed and knew the wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach, the real will of Hashem Yitbarach, that we're going to drink wine in Purim. And they commanded us. And now I'm sacrificing myself. I would never sit and drink wine. Who would sit and drink wine? Who got time to do something like that? To spend a few hours sitting in your house, in a party, drinking wine, who? And the proof is that we're not doing it never. Only when Hashem Yitbarach commands us to do it, so we're doing it. Who would waste his life to sit and drink wine, Chas v'Shalom? So we're doing it because Hashem Yitbarach wants us to do it. So think about it. So also in that time, when you come, Amash, to sit and to drink wine, so do that. So commit yourself to Hashem Yitbarach and include yourself in Hashem Yitbarach. And realize that when you drink the wine, when you pray, when you do the Yitbodedut, when you dance, when you do things, do them for Hashem Yitbarach, as part of your Avodat Hashem. This is the way that you serve Him, all alone, you and Him.
When you do that, that's the right preparation. This is why Rabbeinu could say Tfilah Ishit. There are a lot of words that can describe the Hitbodedut, that you can say private prayer and inner prayer, prayer from the heart, a lot of things you can say, but Rabbeinu called it Hitbodedut. Hitbodedut means to be alone. Only you and Hashem Yitbarach alone. This is how Rabbeinu called it Tfilah. Why? What's the connection? You can be alone with Hashem Yitbarach and not to pray. Why Rabbeinu connected those two aspects, two different things, prayer, private prayer, and to be alone with Hashem Yitbarach, and he made them to be one thing? Because when you still do it, Bodedut, like that we heard, Rav Shalom said that he heard from Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, that if someone else hears your Bodedut, it doesn't count as Bodedut at all. All of those people that are screaming their Bodedut and shouting their Bodedut, it's not Bodedut. Bodedut is when you're alone with Hashem. That's the only real way to connect yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. It's when you serve Hashem Yitbarach in that aspect that we said of Echad Hayah Avraham. When you serve Hashem Yitbarach alone, that you know that it's only you and Him. You have a private relationship. It's a secret. Your Avodat Hashem with Hashem Yitbarach, it's a private thing. No one else knows about your real Avodat Hashem. No one knows your thoughts. No one knows how much really you desire to learn Torah. No one knows how much really you regret on all your avonot. No one really knows how much you want to complete your tshuva and to be righteous and to be pure. No one except of Hashem Yitbarach really know where you're holding, except of you and Hashem Yitbarach. Only you know your heart. Only Hashem knows your heart. This is why the connection to Hashem Yitbarach have to be inner, have to be out of awareness, have to be out of that wonderful private Hitbodedut all alone. This is why I said, before you come to drink the wine, it's a dangerous thing to dangerous thing to drink wine, because you can drink and lose your mind. It's like you're playing with fire, you're playing with knives. You can cut yourself. You can ruin the day of Purim. This is why you have to do it out of concentration, out of Hitbodedut, out of private filah. In a quiet place with Hashem Yitbarach. It can be if you can focus with thousands of people around you, no problems. It depends on your ability. But before that you drink the wine, before that you go to the Neshev, to the Mishteh, you need to prepare yourself. And then the drinking of the wine is going to bring you to a higher level, to a high places that a person cannot reach without that wine of Purim, without keeping that wonderful mitzvah of listening to Chachamim that commanded us to drink wine in Purim. Bezat Hashem, thank you very much. Chazak uVaruch. Bless you all that this Purim is going to be very illuminating. And we're going to achieve Simchat HaPurim to erase the memory of Amalek, to erase all doubts that we have on Hashem Yitbarach, to believe in Hashem Yitbarach in a complete heart and a wishing soul, a desiring heart, always to desire for holiness, for Kedusha. Thank you.